Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
We had a few days in Austin, Texas for morning show boot camp, but we are back. We're sharing our experiences, one of which was hitting up one of the most legendary barbecue spots in the state, and that is Terry Black's.
Everybody that I said that I was going to Austin, Texas, at some point it came up saying, you got to make sure you go to Terry Black's.
Which is funny that people are saying that to you because you don't eat meat.
Right.
So this is us outside of the legendary Terry Black's.
All right, so Taryn, we are at Terry Black's here in Texas.
This is honestly, it's a religious experience. I have had that religious experience before, Steve.
I love that food is a religious experience for you. I don't disagree.
Especially barbecue.
And you're here.
I haven't had meat in a few years, and I looked at their menu, and there's absolutely nothing here for me. But I don't want to be that guy who's like, no, guys, I don't want to. So I'm almost on the fence. Like, could this be the one? Because, the last thing I wanted to do was be, hey, we can't go to Terry Black's because I don't eat meat. I figured they're going to probably have something for me. And I think it was just like green beans.
That were also like dripping in butter, I'm sure, which is definitely not plant-based.
And probably like meat fat as well. So I'm almost on the fence. Like, could this be the one day of the year that I eat meat?
Steve, even the sides here are like filled with like butter and cream.
I know. This is not
sauce. Like nothing here. Cheese. Nothing here is for you.
We're here with our friend Nina. What do you think?
Dude, your butt is going to blow out tonight.
Wow.
Thanks, Nina.
She was so excited about that for you. And I paint a picture. Nina's a friend from Denver. And I did not expect her to be yelling about my beehole in front of random people.
And families.
And families. And say it with such conviction.
Yeah. I want to get, can we get audio of that?
I don't know if I want to come here now.
So they've got the pits right behind us, Steve. It's like 120 degrees back there.
And it's like 110 in Austin.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. And your butt might be 120 degrees later.
I don't want my butt to do anything other than what it usually does.
What does it usually do?
It just sits at a nice 96 degree temperature. I have no idea what we're doing. We haven't even eaten yet. We should be kicked out of this establishment.
We should be kicked out of the state.
So I thought it was like a sit-down restaurant. I didn't realize that it's like basically just like a fast food type of a place. You just walk up and you just start putting in the orders. And so it was like, I didn't even have a chance to like kind of process if I want to do this or not.
It's like a cattle drive.
Right. So I'm like, oh, crap. I got to hurry this up. Like, I can't slow down the line. So am I going to eat meat or not?
Well, and Terry Black's, like, it's such a touristy place. Like, they're not mean by any means, but they're very aggressive.
Yes.
Like, get in line, get what you want. Pull up the menu so that way you're ready to go.
Yeah, and no hemming and hawing. They're like, let's go, people. They're very friendly, but they're like, let's go. Yeah. So now I'm at the front where I'm making the order, and I figured, well, I should talk to the guy who's taking my order. Maybe he could give me a recommendation or a suggestion or maybe even talk me out of eating meat. I have no idea. So here's how that went.
So I haven't had meat in 2 years. Okay. Tonight's the night. What meat would you want me to have?
First of all, I want to be the first witness. Do that.
This one, right here. Okay. Yeah.
We call that a Texas marshmallow.
So it's the brisket, and they call it the Texas marshmallow.
Oh.
Are you having it again? Are you having a religious experience again?
Welcome back to the dark side.
Oh, no. I was like, dude, it's gonna be. I said you're gonna blow out your butt.
That's why
Nina.
The guy taking the order just had to step away. He's like, he did not expect it to come out of that girl's mouth.
But it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
How many slices do you want?
One.
What else?
What else do you recommend?
You want to try a pork rib?
Sure. I could do two slices of that.
One more slice?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm one slice of a brisket and a pork rib, it's not going to be enough.
Level up.
Yeah.
Go for broke, right?
Right. Hell yeah. Is that a first today? Someone coming in, I haven't had meat in 2 years?
Yeah.
It's like, how do you not have Terry Black's?
Most people have some comments like, I'm vegetarian, but I'm going to break it for this one meal.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Gotcha, right?
Right?
I mean, if you're going to do it, that's the place to do it.
I thought that was kind of interesting that people who are vegetarian go to Terry Black's and are like, screw it, I'm eating meat.
All right, cheat day.
Now we're at the table. Let's find out.
Steve, I'm very curious about what is on your plate right now.
Like I said, it's been a few years since I've had meat. But I'm like, when in Rome or when in Terry Black's, you got to have meat. So the guy at the counter, he recommended these pieces for me.
Okay.
I like that you called them pieces.
Pieces of meat.
Like, what is it, art?
It is. What do we got? What do we got here?
Brisket
and a rib.
And a rib.
And for the first time in a couple of years, I'm putting meat in my mouth.
Are you nervous? How are you feeling right now?
I'm very fired up.
You are fired up? Like, excited? How does your digestive system feel?
Well, you guys will find out tonight and tomorrow when we're at our convention.
You know, we like to call it the sting ring.
Also, like, how are you progressively getting drunker? And I don't even know if you had even a lick of alcohol.
I was drinking water there.
Stingray.
I don't know. I feel very confident in the strength of my stomach.
What about the strength of your
beehole? Not very confident.
So, all right.
Are we ready? Okay. For the first time.
Oh my God.
What should I do? Brisket or ribs first?
Brisket.
Brisket. That's a lot of meat right there. Oh my God. This is like melt in your mouth. Amazing.
It's insane, right?
It's so good. All right, now rib?
Yeah, now do the rib.
Oh, I wonder how many vegans have come to Terry Black's to break their veganism.
Well, he told me. Oh my God, she's giving me sausage now.
She's giving you sausage because usually it goes the other way.
That is very true.
Jalapeno cheddar sausage. Eat it, put it in your mouth.
Wow, that's aggressive. Yeah, he said there's vegetarians that come here. And it's like the one time that they eat meat.
You're the guy.
I am the guy. It is really good.
You like it? You're happy?
Yeah. I mean, this beats Brussels sprouts.
Oh, my God. All day.
Danny, what did you get?
The beef rib.
What in the hell? Danny had this giant slab of meat that apparently cost him, what, like $70?
Yeah.
It looked like it was straight out of the Flintstones.
It was worth every single penny and I wanted to go back and do it again, but no one was like, everyone was like, yeah. The Terry Black's delicious, aggressive because of how much meat you eat. And I was just like, I just want another one.
I'll be honest, I would have went back with you.
Amazing. It is the most amazing thing that they have here. It's the beef rib. And I love every single second of it.
Let's see. Bro.
You have no idea.
Are we going to even go out tonight, or are we all going to be in a meat coma?
We're taking a nap. We're having a nap.
So, Steve?
Yes?
Are you back to plant-based?
Yeah, I haven't had meat again since then.
Give your system a little break?
No, but I'm planning another trip to Austin next month.
Yes. Steve?
Yes?
Would you say that your wife has been informed yet?
No.
What?
She does not know.
She does not.
I got home late because I had a later flight than you guys, and we were just in shutdown mode getting Tatum to bed, and then we went straight to bed because I was exhausted, so I hadn't had a chance to break the news. She did ask me while we were putting Tatum, she's like, hey, what was the favorite thing that you ate? But Tatum was right there, and I'm like, I don't want to, this is going to get awkward. I'd rather it just be awkward amongst me and my wife, Tatum. So we haven't had that talk yet.
Wow. Will you have that talk? Can you record that talk?
Yes, I'll do that today.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear that.
I'll record it today. You what, tomorrow at this time?
Yes.
You'll find out if my wife is okay with me putting meat in my mouth.
Danny, what do you think? Is she going to be okay with it?
I think he's going to be staying in the hotel tonight.
Ooh.
I might just be going back to Austin just to live there.
You know what? I'll come with you.
I'm now working at Terry Black's.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.